Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're walking through an article called Redis versus Postgres, explained simply with a real Instagram example by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if you've ever sat in a tech meeting, heard both those names dropped in the same sentence and just nodded along, this one's going to sort that out for you.
That's exactly what Brett's going for. The whole piece comes down to one clean idea. These are both ways to store data for apps, but they work completely differently. Postgres is long-term memory. Redis is short-term memory. That's the frame.
And the way he unpacks Postgres first is really useful. He describes it as a giant, super organized filing cabinet. Everything has its proper place, labeled and connected. It's reliable, it doesn't lose your stuff, and it can answer complicated questions across your data.
But that care comes at a cost. It's a bit slower because it's being thorough. Brett uses the example of an online store. If you want to know everyone who bought sneakers last month and lives in Texas, Postgres can answer that. It just takes a moment.
And Redis is the opposite end of that. Brett calls it sticky notes on your desk, data kept in RAM rather than on a hard drive, which makes it very fast to grab. The catch is that RAM gets wiped easily. It's not built for things you need to keep permanently.
So Redis is for things you need right now. Keeping someone logged in, holding what's in their shopping cart for the next 10 minutes, showing a leaderboard that's updating live.
Which brings us to the Instagram example, because that's where the two really start to make sense together.
Right. When you open Instagram and load someone's profile, the permanent facts live in Postgres. The account itself, every photo and caption they've ever posted, who follows whom, the comments. None of that can ever be lost, so it lives in the long-term store.
But when the app needs to feel instant, it's not asking Postgres to recount the exact follower number for a huge account every single time someone views the profile. That would be slow and wasteful.
So the hot stuff sits in Redis instead. The follower count it just calculated, your logged-in session, the feed it pulled together for you moments ago. Next time someone needs it, the app grabs it from Redis in a blink rather than going back to the database.
And Brett's phrase for this is worth writing down. Postgres is the source of truth. Redis is the speed layer in front of it.
That's the whole pattern. When Redis doesn't have the answer, it asks Postgres once, hands it to you, and remembers it for the next few people who ask. One round trip, then it's cached.
The game example in the article tells exactly the same story from a different angle. The things that must survive forever go in Postgres. Your account, what you've unlocked, your purchase history, your stats. Lose those, and as Brett puts it, players riot.
And the things that change every second go in Redis. The live leaderboard ticking up as people score, who's currently online, the state of a match in progress. A leaderboard might update thousands of times a minute. Writing every one of those changes to a careful on-disk database would be really painful.
So Redis handles all that churn in memory. And when the match ends, the final result gets written back to Postgres, so it's there for good. The temporary stuff just disappears, by design.
Now, the reason this matters for business owners and not just developers is that almost every AI tool sits on the same two ideas. And if you're commissioning one or evaluating one, understanding the difference lets you ask the right questions.
Brett's very clear on this. The things the AI must never forget. Your customer records, your documents, the history of every conversation. That belongs in a proper database like Postgres. The fast throwaway things, a login session, a cached answer so you're not paying to run the same expensive query twice, that belongs in Redis. And there's one question he puts forward as the thing that separates a system you can trust from one that quietly loses data or burns money repeating work it already did. Where does our permanent data live? And what are we caching to keep it fast? That's a question anyone can ask in a meeting, even if they've never written a line of code in their life. So what's the one thing to act on this week? For me, it's writing that question down. Next time someone proposes building you a tool, ask it. Where does our permanent data live, and what are we caching? If they can't answer that cleanly, that tells you something important about the build. For me, it's the backup angle. For any app or tool you rely on right now, find out which system is holding the permanent record. That's the thing you must be able to back up and export. If you don't know where your truth lives, you don't really own your data. The full article is at anabu.ai,
And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Worth a look.